I'm Johnny Rosenblatt. I am the CEO and founder of Headspace Group. We run shared flexible workspace for creative tech and media companies, predominantly in London. The idea for the business came about a few years ago when I was working in more traditional commercial property. I was getting a little bit fed up of creating really nice spaces, and then we would simply release the space for 5 years, 10 years on quite onerous leases to tenants. The idea really of what we do is to create this degree of flexibility for young, ambitious companies and startups and scale-ups in order to allow them to grow and contract within their space without being tied to the four walls of a leased space. So we've had a few challenges along the way, one of which I think was the fact that we started almost as a challenger brand. We were a bit of a disruptor in our market when we arrived in 2013. We were doing something very different, something very creative. And as we've grown, our market has grown as well. So that challenger brand has now become something a bit more mainstream. So that's an initial challenge that we had to overcome. We had to establish ourselves as a more mainstream, more scalable business that other people were doing similar things as well. So that was certainly one challenge that we faced. Beyond that, as we've grown from a kind of a startup to a scale up almost, that challenge arrives, brings about its own problems. Notably, for me personally, letting go of certain areas of the business, allowing other people to run the business kind of alongside me, initially was a bit of a challenge. But as you grow as a business, it's impossible to look after an increasing number of employees. So you have to allow people to express themselves. Sometimes you have to allow people to make their own mistakes, and it allows them to grow and run the business themselves. So removing yourself from the day to day is when it's your baby is a particularly challenging thing. The ambition for the business is to grow beyond our two existing spaces, one of which is in Farringdon, the other in Marylebone. We've got a third space which is due to be announced in the coming weeks. And beyond that, we're continuing to examine options across the UK to see where the next markets are for creative and tech and media businesses who need to flourish, who need that flexibility of space, and who above all want a community that they can tap into.
Jazz Shapers presents Future Shapers, the future of business today. You'll find that Future Shaper in full at jazzfm.com.